Hey, I'm Jeffrey Reed, one of the directors of the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to our Lifeway Kids podcast. We love being able to talk to experts in the area of kids ministry, both those on our team and those around the country. In 2014, we had some amazing guests at our kids ministry conference, and we wanted to share their wisdom with you in the hopes that it might help you better reach kids and families for Christ. So here's an excerpt from one of our video casts done on the floor of the conference center in 2014.
I am Jeffrey Reed. We're at the Kids Ministry Conference here at Lifeway in Nashville, and I'm with a good friend, Shannon Scott. Of course, you've been in children's ministry a long time.
And I
really think this is going to be one of your wheelhouse questions. I've seen in the church in America in the last 5 to 10 years a development. It's almost like it's some churches and thinkers are becoming richer in their theology. So the base understandings of Scripture are there, and for the most part have always been there. But now people are really diving into theological concepts from the millennials to Gen Xers. Everybody seems to be diving in. I'm wondering if that's happening in children's ministry. And so I wanted to talk to you about that and see what your thoughts are, and if you feel like perhaps churches are selling kids short when it comes to theological understanding. I know that theology means the study of God, but are we doing that? Are we teaching our kids good theology, and are we teaching them theology at all in church? What do you think about that?
I love this new trend toward deeper concepts for children, but I do think we are selling kids short a little bit. But I think this movement toward wanting to teach kids more deeply is that their parents are being taught more deeply. And as the parents are being taught more deeply, we're wanting the kids to be taught more deeply. But I think if we're not careful, we say, oh, the kids can't understand that. They won't grasp that. They don't understand that. And so we shy away from teaching them anything about it rather than going, well, we're going to set truth out there in an accessible way. And then we're going to let the Holy Spirit do the difficult part of making it understandable for kids. So as much as we can make it accessible, let's do that, but let's don't keep them away from concepts just because we're not sure how they can be neatly packaged in a kid's box.
You said something specifically that triggered a thought in my head that the Holy Spirit has a part to play in this. It seems like traditionally your traditional Sunday school teachers and small group leaders in churches have sort of held the mantle of being the purveyors of godly wisdom. How do you see that shifting in the church today?
I do think specifically around the Holy Spirit, that's probably the main theological concept that we hold back from kids. You know, we want everyone to accept Jesus as their Savior, and we want kids to become Christians, but we don't go the step of going, now that you've become a Christian, the Holy Spirit is living in you, and you have access to the same power that raised Christ from the dead. We don't go there in children's ministry. But if we did, and if we were saying, you know, the fact that you believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again for your sins and you've accepted him as your Savior now means that this third member of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, lives inside you. And so we get away from do the right things and modify your behavior because you're a Christian now, and we get to your ability to do right things and think right things and say right things comes from the fact that the Holy Spirit's living in you and you're being renewed. Your life is being renewed every day, and it's his power that gives you the ability to do those right things. So I think if we could figure out a way to come around the Holy Spirit just as one example, and let's have conversations, let's dig in, let's figure out how do we convey this really unexplainable truth to kids, because we as adults don't fully understand all the ramifications of the fact that the Holy Spirit lives in us. But I wouldn't want a kid to get to junior high or high school before they realize that they've had that access all along.
Right. There seems to be an attitude that we wait until kids reach a certain age, mm-hmm. And then we find that really never comes. We've mm-hmm. passed the past, you know, mm-hmm. kids pastors tend to pass that off to the student
to the
pastor
next.
Who probably doesn't address it that much. And then before you know it, we have adults that have really never mm-hmm. understood the nature of God, that God works in them and through them, not just for them.
And I think it's interesting that we're okay with believing kids can accept Christ as their Savior, but who are we to say whether or not they can grasp the concept of the Holy Spirit? There are a lot of kids that can grasp that concept. And if we're not going to legislate, and we shouldn't legislate when they can become a believer, why would we hold back the most critical part of that process, which is now you have the Holy Spirit. Now you're not alone.
All right. Let's say you're a kidmen leader. And you have a large, you know, 15 kids in there, and you know there's a plethora of learning abilities, cultural backgrounds in that group. How do you address this in a general sense? How would you? Let's just pick that one topic of the Holy Spirit. How would you teach that to a group of second graders, knowing you got kids that go to church a lot, some that just showed up and you've never seen them before, some that come every other week? How do you address that topic and hope that it sticks?
I just loaded
a question for you, by the way.
You did, and I haven't thought about it all the way through, but let's see. I think I would probably go for, let's say there's second to fifth grade. I would probably go from the concept of, has anybody ever heard of an invisible friend? Does anybody have, you know, any kind of story about an invisible friend or an invisible buddy? You know, everybody can probably relate to that on some level. And to be able to go, when you trust Jesus as your Savior, and then remind the gospel, you know, what does that mean? That means that you believe that Jesus died on the cross for all the wrong things that you've done, that you're completely separated from God by those wrong things, but Jesus' death on the cross and your acceptance of His death as the payment for that makes you be able to be with God again. Did you know that in that process, you also get an invisible friend, and He lives inside you, and He's there to give you the power to do right things? So when your mom asks you to obey, you're not obeying because you decide you're going to muster up the ability to obey. You obey because the Holy Spirit enables you to want to obey, to please God, to please your parents. It's an invisible friend, and He will never leave you. He'll always be with you. He will enable you to do everything that you need for the rest of your life. How many of you think that's amazing that you get an invisible friend named the Holy Spirit?
I want to raise my hand. That was great. I was in that class when I was young. Well, thank you so much for tackling a really tough topic when it comes to kids ministry, something that some folks shy away from, but something that I see happening in our churches today is we have leaders reflective of the adults that are getting great teaching from great pastors that really dive into the theology. They dive into the whole story of Scripture. They're not afraid to shy away from the Trinity. And that it's a topic I think kids can hear. And if we feel like they can't, let's teach it and let the Holy Spirit do the work through us as well.
Right.
So thanks, Shannon,
Scott,
for being with us today.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Jeffrey Reed with the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, hoping that God will use you in ways bigger than you can imagine to reach more kids and families than you ever thought possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. Take care.